You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage. You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage.
How open are you with your spouse?
How open am I with my spouse? I think it took a journey, right? We've been married for 21 years, and I cannot say that initially, when we first got married, that I was completely 100% open.
Really? That's for sure.
So I think it's a process. Now I can say that I am 100% open with you.
You can say that?
I can absolutely
say that. So I got you on the spot now.
You got me on video.
So the thing is, well, how do you know if you are completely open with your spouse?
I mean, I think you know, right? There is an opportunity, like...
I'm not talking about me. I know that you're open with me.
No.
But...
Well, even for somebody else, I think the question should be, why can't I be open with my spouse?
Wow. Why can't I tell you my deepest, darkest secrets?
And not even so much as that. Like, I think for me...
My deepest feelings.
When we got there, I think I was guarded because of, you know, previous hurts, previous things that had happened to me in my past. And so it was a trust issue.
Right.
So I don't trust you enough to give you my full self.
Right. So, but imagine, even though we had the deal to get here, but how do that young couple, what do your spouse have to do to show you, I got you? And see, that's the thing, because you got to remember, I can't open up if you don't give me, if you don't show me the comfort that I need to open up.
That's true. So showing that comfort is really being able to, for you to communicate that, because what is... comfort for me may be different from somebody else.
Exactly.
So it's really about communicating, this is how I feel safe.
Right.
This is how I feel loved. This
right.
is how I feel protected. This is how, and so when I give this to you, I know that it may be something that you may not be used to mm-hmm. or you may not have heard before, but this is how I need for you to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you're processing it, then maybe we could talk about it. But in order for me to be able to trust you with it, it's a matter of being able to communicate what that expectation is.
And right. And that same thing is that when you do that, I can't use it. I can't hold it against
you. And beat me across the head.
Exactly.
And hold it against me and in everything that it is that we're doing and saying. So for, I think a long time, it was about being able to really trust you with everything.
Right.
Like there was a time where it was just communication.
It's just communication.
About my own personal insecurities and how I looked and I felt towards other females and
mm-hmm.
how
mm-hmm.
I felt towards other things because I was hurt in the past. So it's a matter of just making sure that it's communicated.
Right.
Because he showed me that he loved me. He showed me that I was protected. But then
sure
I had to,
you had to
take
receive.
The leap
right.
and truly trust
it. Right. I mean, and you know, the same thing for me is like, because I didn't know my worth, you helped me to recognize what my worth is. So basically saying that we all have those weaknesses that don't allow us to open up.
Right.
But it's what do I do in order for you to open up? And that's basically loving you according to your language and according to how God has instructed.
Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover. Connect with us on Facebook at Marriage Takeover. Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover.